The double entry system is the foundation on which all accounting and bookkeeping is built. The reason the system is called double entry is that every transaction that's entered into a set of accounts is made up of two sides. One side is a debit and the other side is a credit. You can think of the double entry accounting system as being a bit like Isaac Newton's third law of physics. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. If you push on a door, the door will swing on its hinges with the exact same force you used to push it. That is an equal and opposite reaction. Likewise, in a set of accounts, if you enter a debit, you must also enter a credit of the same value. The same rule applies if you enter a credit. You must also enter a debit of the same value. If you break this rule by entering only a debit or a credit, your accounts will not balance. Likewise, if you enter a debit and a credit, but they're of different values, your accounts will be out of balance. And this, of course, is unacceptable. Your accounts must always balance. So this is how the double entry accounting system operates, and there's no way around it. When a transaction happens in your business, the total value of its debits must equal the total value of its credits. And this rule applies to all transactions, whether they require 2, 4, 100, or any other number of entries into your set of accounts. Debits must equal credits. It's the basis of the double entry system. And the double entry system is the foundation on which all accounting and bookkeeping is built. So before you go on to learn more about accounting, make sure you understand the double entry system, because it will make your journey a lot easier.